It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. And here on the online happy hour, for those who don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/OurWorldYourWeekend. There was with the Z. The call in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who don't know, who may be listening to the show for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I'm co-hosting with the very lovely and very talented Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Real Miss 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you? I'm doing wonderful. I mean, we're in this great happy hour environment. I'm sure all the callers hear what's going on in the background.
It's out of control, y'all.
We're doing it live tonight. So I hope you're ready for the show.
Indeed. If folks understand, we are in the chicken in urban Texas. It's about to go down like bad shots. It's hot as fresh chicken grease up in here. The folks are having their drinks, they're having their yard birds. It's about to get wild. And we just want to let y'all know we thank you for coming out. We thank you for listening tonight. And we thank you for your presence, the callers, the bloggers, the listeners, because you make this show with me. Today being Thursday, October the 6th, 2011, it's about to get wild, Miss Oatmeal. It's about to get real. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, the last time we had the show, last Thursday, we had a great topic, a fantastic topic, an incredible topic. We talked about, it was real interesting, the definition of the gold digger. And ladies and gentlemen, we had to break it down. I had to say just a few things here and there, but understand, this Oatmeal broke it down and kept the Realness 101 alive, which helps people understand about the gold digger. This Oatmeal, you were phenomenal.
Thank you.
And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that show, ladies and gentlemen, click on the link, blogtalkradio.com/HowWasYourWeekend, that was with a Z, and understand that the show was out of control. The callers called in, they chimed in, the ladies represented, and the men, my goodness, the men stepped up on this and talked about the gold diggers as well. So for you who have internet access, log in, follow us on Facebook page, How Was Your Weekend page. Check out the nation that we're pursuing, HowWasYourWeekend.com, Phil Wells with the Z. You can follow Ms. Oatmeal Brown at Twitter.com, Oatmeal Brown. Our website, AndyBrownSpeaks.com. We have a Twitter page, Phil, with How Was Your Weekend, HWYWeekend, and Ms. Oatmeal Brown's website, learn more about RealnessBone1.com. Well, it's time to get with it. My phone is in the car.
Because you open up a car door, or you speak to a woman, it's all that's different.
just because you opened up the door for her, or just because you let her go first in the building, that's different. That is, I need the ladies to chime in on that. They need to talk to her. Call in the online happy hour, 646-727-3279, and talk to us a little bit about shipping. I'm going to take a phone break and go to the bottom for people in the restaurant here and hear a little bit more about the topic.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to keep the party started here. I don't know if everybody can hear me or not, what type of feedback we're getting, because it's very loud in here. We have people at the bar. We've got people eating chicken. We have people commentating. We have people here at the live show to see what's going on and discuss this topic with us tonight. Shivering. Well, Andy said it's not just about opening the car door, opening the front door, allowing us to walk in before they do. But that is a big part of shivering. Because you're not in a relationship with everybody. You're not friends with everybody.
Okay.
You can see a man at the gas station. You don't know him from the man on the moon. But if he opens that door for you, that's considered shivering.
Okay.
That's all we're asking for. Now, that's me, my personal perspective. If I don't have those other connections with you, then it doesn't matter.
Can you hear us back there in the back? Can you hear us back there? Let's turn it up just a little bit for people so they can hear us just a little bit in the back. You want to know the bar? Can the bar hear us back there? I got a drink for somebody. Can the bar hear us back there? I'll just tell over the room. Can the bar hear us back there? You can't hear me?
You can't
hear me? Speak up a little bit louder. The microphone a little louder. The microphone's not on?
Yeah, I don't hear the microphone. It was on earlier.
Just to start, folks, we're going to get the volume this way real quick.
No.
I said one, two, mic now.
I can hear the mic through the phone line, but I can hear the microphone in the building.
Sometimes we have a little sound issue back there. We're going to work it out. Like the rest of the street, we're going to work it out. We're talking about chivalry, the resurrection of chivalry, that is. So that's what we want to know. And
we're going to
talk tonight because I want the ladies to really chime in and talk to us about this. Because
is that loud
as
loud as someone
even has?
No, I hear it.
Like, I can hear y'all, like,
yeah.
But I can't hear y'all. Okay. If y'all can listen to my truth, if y'all can,
and
that's
what they can do. For those listening on the phone, we have Mrs. Paul family who's just talking to Chuck and Lee. You just need to come on up in here. Come down to Hanson for chicken in Irving, Texas. Get out of control. You can see what we're doing. No, we're not perfect.
But we're keeping it real. Real.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are excited. Combination.
I mean, it's not like they have never been to a concert and there was technical difficulty.
Right.
After they paid $75 for the concert to start on time. And there was problems. So, of course, we don't have the problem.
We don't have an issue. But that's okay. We're going to keep the green box.
Right.
Long talk for those who can hear us, so this is your call, 646-727-3279 is the time-in number. Once again, 646-727-3279. Ladies and gentlemen, we are inside Innocent Chicken, and you are talking with the fast and spicy leg and breast combo up in the peak right now. Trust and believe is going on. BlogTalkRadio.com/HowWasTheWeekend. We can hear a little bit of an echo. Maybe it's my voice protruding. Maybe we got a little feed out there. Y'all hear the bar?
No.
Can you hear the bar?
I think it's a slight struggle.
Such?
Yeah.
I can't wait to go back and hear the recording of
the song. Oh, man. I'll get past the first one.
You're going to be like, what are y'all doing? I thought I was laughing.
Hey, it's all good.
But those who can hear us, talk about this. Why would somebody even say that jewelry is there? If they're not even giving you jewelry, if somebody not giving them the kind of attention that they crave, because sometimes you will hear, and I've heard ladies in my corporate environment say that ain't no good men out there. Don't nobody know how to treat men. Everybody says all men are dogs. Wait a minute, you see the ear part of the all men are dogs. They don't understand. But I think that you kind of speak that into existence. If you're always talking about all men are dogs, then your mind is going to be automatically programmed to see dogs everywhere you go. I can give you a prime example, you told me.
Okay.
You ever bought a car? You ever had a car and decided, well, you know, I really don't know much about this car. I've never had this kind of car before. I'm just seeing another car. And as soon as you get it, you pop the other car around.
Right, right.
Because your mind is now programmed to see this type of car.
Right.
And you can see it in all kinds of traffic. It's the same way with your natural people. If you're not conditioning yourself and you're telling yourself, all men are dogs, and every day you see, you're going to look at the dog box. Now, you might even miss a good man and overlook him because you're assuming that there's a dog in him. And just overlook the fact that, you know what, I treat a good man like a dog, and I missed out. And that's why he started to go in front of me and went over the, in my opinion. I think that's funny. Well, the callers and the folks that want to chime in on this, 646-727-3279, I got a little bit of light in the speakers now. The resurrection of speakers. Are they dead? Hmm. Yes, indeed. What do you think about that? Do you think sometimes people just assume the worst of people and they automatically assume that they're not going to get the right treatment from somebody based on a previous experience?
Of course that can happen. People do that even when they haven't experienced something before.
Okay.
And it's foreign to them. You know, I've seen men say, I want a good woman, I want a good woman. And then when she's there, they're scared. They back up. Something's wrong. It's not right. She thinks she's all that. What's going on? This is what she said she wanted. She got to be prepared to receive. But if you've never seen it, how can you receive? So it goes the same way. If you've never had a good man, then you say what you're looking for. If you see it, then it's there. So, I mean, but if the quest by the stuff is the stuff. So, if in the beginning he gets dog treats, then, I mean, that is what it is. So I don't think that females just, this is just me. Would just, they might generalize and say, all men are dogs, just like men use the word bitches. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Everybody is not a bitch, but they use that word in general, a lot. So, females might throw the word out there. All men are dogs. Doesn't mean she doesn't give that brother a chance. But if he demonstrates dog strength, then he falls in the category of everybody else.
Uh-oh, mouthful is just taken. And I hope the folks at the bar can hear the name of the one right back there. Just put it like, I hope you heard that too much. That was real hard. I only see it. Lord have mercy. That means I didn't talk about the folks at the bar. You know what?
No.
Oh, my God. This is all winter up in here. Y'all need to come on down to Henderson City and Urban Sandwich and see what's about to go down, folks. We got chicken wings. We got Hennessy, the rock, the best spicy salty of bread. It's by the Texas chicken in Grambling, Louisiana. And folks, I tell you, it goes hard to paint. It goes hard to paint. Envision the ethnic cheese, if you will. Because this is where it's at. This is what we're talking about. 646-727-3279 is the calling number. The topic tonight on the online happy hour is the resurrection of sugar. Get it in there. Ladies, be near us to the bar. Right there in the middle, be near us to us.
Now, I don't think they can hear past this wall, Mike.
They can hear past the wall. What kind of soundproof space is that down here?
Past the wall. In the bar area with the flat screen and the football game on.
Oh.
And the beer is flowing high.
And those who are here, we just experienced a country show just now. But the bar is brother in the church just off the beautiful lady of the church.
I know
this. Now, is that chivalry?
Yeah.
Or is it maybe he just owns something? Chivalry. That's the chivalry. somebody else. And that's right. It don't necessarily mean that, maybe, if I show you a sign of appreciation and respect, that I want something from you. See, a lot of times people have that system and get it mixed up. Hey, can I buy you a drink? And when they try to turn it around their head and say, well, who are you trying to get tonight? No, false. That's not always the correct statement. And a lot of men can bear about that because that's not what it's all about. Maybe he was just born and maybe he was raised around just all women and those characteristics are just embedded in him from what his mother called him, what his aunt may have called him, what his friends may have called him. And to say it showed it. Because sometimes the chivalrous act is just something that it's a learned behavior, and it's just something that's established in it. So we're talking about that tonight, folks. The resurrection of chivalry, is it dead? And if it's dead, I want to know who killed it. When did the chivalrous act all of a sudden just stop? When do we stop defining the ladies and separate the ladies from the business? And the hoes, and the skeezers, and the scallywags, and the gossip. Because where all of a sudden is she getting this image from? Are you all of a sudden just assuming that she's not amazing based on her appearance? Based on how many things she has in front of her? Can she not be a lady with both glasses in front of her face? Or does she have to be lush, a drunk? She must be ready to get some understanding with my
I mean, you can keep on talking. I mean, everybody just needs to be very tuned to what you're saying.
Because it's real. You have to understand that we characterize a lot of things based on what we see in the media. And how we allow ourselves to think in our own mind.
Right.
Bottom line is you're giving yourself somebody else's image of this woman based on something false.
Mm-hmm.
Fine example. Me, myself, at the age of about, I want to say, 10, 11, 12 years old, Saturday morning, while I'm cleaning up the house, I was watching Soul Train. Mind you, the type of women that were dressed a certain way watching Soul Train, I just assumed any woman dressed like that could dance. Only when I went to college, I found out something completely different. Because it was quite a few that had no rhythm. But they burst the bus. And they carry themselves in a certain way that looked as if they could dance. Sorry. I gave the perception based on what I saw.
Right.
And a lot of us tend to do that. If you see a woman, let me kind of open up the door a little bit. And I know the fellas, they just want to have a subtle drink in back because what I'm about to say might touch the nerve.
We have Mr. Giles over there coming on the ticket. I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to have a word for us tonight. So let him go ahead and get done. You know, he's going to represent for the fellas with you tonight. I mean, the ladies, we want to hear this. So I have a few words to say, but, I mean, I'm not a man. I'm a woman, so I want to sit back and hear what the fellas have to say. I know how I get treated on a daily basis. And I know the ladies know how they get treated on a daily basis. So, I mean, it can't be dead when it comes to some brothers. But fortunately, I have not had to experience the bad part of it. And if I did, because I come with a real one-on-one, I have no problem speaking my mind and letting them know that they're wrong and then shooting them to do.
Hello.
It's as easy as that.
Inside ladies, the men may not tell you this, but I'm going to let you know what happened. See, the resurrection of children can die based upon the appearance that you give without you even being there. Fuck this. A gentleman may see no fault without you in it.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his story. So you're going to be observed based on your vehicle. I'm going to look at your car. Is it clean? Does the passenger seat lean back slightly as if somebody called us in the air? Are there baby seats in the back? Are there shoes on the front seat of the car? Are there McDonald's, parties, Wendy's, and Taco Bell bags behind the passenger seat? This, sir, ma'am, lets you know that she might be single. She has a man who just to see that nobody else is going to sit there but maybe her older son who plays basketball. He don't sit there on a regular basis. She got two kids, so there's two baby kids to have. And me and Happy look, okay, that's not the one for me. She has two children. She still has time for this man. All I want to do is a baby daddy, baby mama, mama. So what I'm going to do is I'll use her as a toy, but I will not commit to this toy. If I am wrong, I will buy a round of drinks for everybody in the bar. 646-727-3279 is the calling number. The show is the online happy hour, and we are here live in Henderson City. BlogTalkRadio.com/Outdoor Weekend. Star Wars with the team. Ladies and gentlemen, I just need to have to be free.
So I need to ask the question, though. Where does the chivalry come in with that?
That's a good question, because I was just about to get to that. The chivalry has to stop because based on the appearance that he got from her vehicle, he may not fully give this woman to a chivalry test. He'll look at her and say, you know what, she's not good. She's not worthy of me spending any time and effort. If anything, I'll give myself to say, hey, babe, what's up, what's cracking, if I can give her that much.
Okay.
But the chivalry is actually going to be pushed to the back.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because what tends to happen is the male ego and the male psyche will say, she's not worth my chivalry time.
Okay.
She's not worth my time into my chivalry because I'm not going to be around her long enough for her to get to know that part of me. Am I wrong, Michael Stout?
You're wrong. I am. Well,
or that's your homegirl, the act of chivalry
would be to say, I got this. That doesn't mean you're tricking. That's a man. That's chivalry. These days, brothers backing up from the table. They backing up from the bar. As soon as I come back from the bar, they want to be the one right up in my ear. Yapping. Even though I have a purse of my own, my money in it. With my intention, my ball. So it's not about that.
Uh-oh. Oh, fellas, the ladies are talking about it tonight, representing 646-727-3279. Do I have any fellas at the bar that want to chime in and comment on what we're talking about tonight? I want to round up the fellas at the bar to see what's going on on the top.
We ain't worried about that, camera. We ain't bothering you that footage. Come on, y'all can move in closer if you want to. We ain't worried about that camera.
Okay.
Cool. just living it, living their life like a party every day, and watching the media and emulating that, you might find a few in those circles that might be smart enough to figure out do something. You feel me? Okay, but if you go in another circle, you might find out men, true women. Now, what you need to understand is that even a proverb 31 woman has flaws. You feel me? I said even the Proverbs 31 woman has flaws. See, nobody's perfect. The problem is you guys don't know how to recognize and you get confused. And the media has got too confused about who a real woman is. Because there's more of us out here than not. But men are looking at that physical. And they're looking at that resume versus getting to know a woman. Don't go for the gusto first. Get to know her first. And then get a chance to be around other Proverbs 31 women, then you can gauge it. But if you ain't been around them, then you're not going to know. And you're going to get that analogy that you just gave. And I'm sorry, I got to give it to you like that because even a God-fearing man is flawed. Nobody on this earth is right. Even T.D. Jakes does a peace thing. Okay, even Freddie Haynes does something wrong, because nobody is right until they enter the gates of heaven. That's a path. That's a roadmap for all of us to live by. So a Proverbs 31 woman does exist. She just has flaws, as we all do. So I advise you to mix and mingle in different circles. And then, as these women are they Proverbs 31 women, then observe. Don't say she's not because she have a cocktail, a smoke, a cigarette, or a curse. That doesn't make her not be a Proverbs 31 woman if she does one of those things. Because that doesn't make you not be a God-fearing man because you have a flaw. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So they're out there. Okay, but they're not the minority.
So what I see
is a minority is a man recognizing one. No, you don't.
A man recognizing. Not a woman recognizing. A boy can't recognize anything.
A boy himself.
Right. Anybody who has a boy can't
he allows himself to grow to that level. And there's a lot of men that can talk that talk. But when it comes to walking that walk, and they can't get what they want fast enough, even though they're talking all this stuff they're talking right now. That's when you see the true person. That's when the boyish way starts to come out. Because you got the man on the outside, and he's got the talk, and he's got the answer. But it's about application. Okay.
Right.
and keep it pushing. She ain't the one for you. If she don't want you to open her door, then she is going to be that type of woman both parties to give you more time to try to strip you of your manhood to move around from her. Okay.
Not working. A lot of girls are pop only in your head.
doesn't mean you're a bad person. What am I doing? I might be a happy, fun, active
steward.
But what if I'm something right? Ladies, to make sure your breath is straight.
I'm going to say one thing.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it all the time. Real man don't play games. You don't have games.
Right.
The competition he has is real every single moment that he holds his mind.
Okay.
Right. Or, once again, I'm going to go back to it. And it's a lot of men. Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
people are so general these days, they don't get into details. And that's what I bring with the world is 101. I'm always going to get into details. You can speak all around the world. Inside a box, but I'm here to tell you, I'm here to come outside the box and bring those details and those aspects that people miss because we're so different. So just because someone doesn't appreciate those sugary, don't get back and be like, forget it.
Another one will.
Right, another one will. Just like if me and this cat don't get together or get along in this relationship. Me and somebody else.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, then. So why is all this riffraff occur in the middle? Because we forget. All right? All right.
because a man who's a shepherd, one thing he'll do
BDC is the one who situates my death, or they hold us down. What he'll do is he'll just kind of deal with all that stuff. He'll reach out, get his hands, and pull them up to his house. That is one of my children.
If he wants, he might enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
He might not have problems. Because the thing is, if he was so out there like that,
Right.
But if we had just so happened somebody in some money.
Woo!
That makes us somebody now. No, that gives us some more money, and it may change our lifestyle. But that's all it gets for those two. You understand what I'm saying? Now, they decided to sign up on a show, which is entertainment, and we turn on the idiot box. That's what we get. Entertainment. It ain't even reality TV show because it's scripted. And they're picking out what they want to pick, so we'll watch. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not protecting them. I'm just making it clear that it's entertainment.
But if you go on and say,
Do you believe in a higher being? Who? Who do you believe in?
I believe in capital G, like about capital. Hope.
Who? Yeah. Do you believe in a higher being?
Yeah.
Okay. God as who? So you know everybody worships different God. So I want to make sure I say something. You're a Christian. So you understand that God's not supposed to fight, right? But that what He supplies you with may not be 40,000 in money and another 40,000 in blessings. So you're talking to me in statistics, and I don't roll like that. I'm not in this world, but I'm not. I'm not looking away. I understand you said you're a Christian. Right.
If I were
right, if you have a body and you have a bottle, then you are considered successful. That's what you just said. Stop. Right. Yeah. You said what the society considers successful. Stop. Stop. She said, why do you still have the money check? It's not offensive. It's being, you said, we're not living in reality because we're not living by those facts. You just told me I'm not living in reality because I'm not going by your facts. How many dreams have you had? Because you keep pretending everything that comes out your mouth. Okay.
So, all this,
But all that, I don't know how I got to that. I think you got to talk first. That's what we're doing.
No, you started talking about, you basically started saying that. You started off talking about Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg. Yeah, but first you started out with friends and then you got into the reality show. No, right, same thing. You said one thing first and you said that. But then what you said about the women, the small group of women that is being brainwashed by the two. Okay, but as far as also being on network TV, right? It's not all we have, but guess what? I mean, I watch a lot of reruns, and then you got to expand yourself beyond the TV. So if you open up the X magazine and the Jet magazine and the Black Enterprise magazine, who do you see? Who do you see? You see positive Black role models in the media. It's just another form. You see these women that are CEOs at Johnson & Johnson. You see them doing it up everywhere in all types of aspects. So you got to expand your mind outside the idiot box.
I got one more thing. You know what?
Yeah, one thing.
You know what?
Yeah, one thing.
But he has to have people always get in there and follow scriptures, but you need to
follow. We should follow
them. Right, right. That's the first step. Right. The first step is knowing what you're praying for. Okay? Right. And then I guess the second step is quoting. And the third step is application. Holler at me when you start applying, and then we can be on the same track. But you want to thank everybody for the interview tonight. We're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. It's been all the way. Lots of technical difficulties. Sound. I don't know what it sounds like on the other end. But we're going to get it together. Next week, we're going to find a whole lot better. We had a whole lot of real talk. We had a lot of patience. I mean, I think we're going to continue this conversation even after this show goes off the air. I'm going to get a little cocktail because there's a brother here that I got to call me a kid. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the microphone to Annie. We're going to get a grabber where we, as we do with our usual kid. Annie, take the microphone. Go ahead and do it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all get to listen down and just be real, understand that this is the truth. This whole thing came with the real. Michael Brown said, he had called us, he had to do the thing tonight. No man can see this living in the world. He ready to get the documentary video coming soon to YouTube.
I don't know.